Okay, in Perek Gimel, the Rav Chaim Volozhin was discussing that human beings were endowed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a similar capability that's described by the name of Elohim, which implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baal HaKadosh Kulam, that he can will everything in the world into existence and its continued existence. And so too we have, to a certain degree, the ability to affect all of creation through our actions, not necessarily to will things into an existence, yesh me'ayin, but at least, somewhat, we have the ability through our actions to affect not only ourselves and those around us with social pressure and obvious effects, but even beyond that, we have the ability to affect the spiritual nature and composition of the entire world, which is really something that's astounding if a person thinks about it. But then Reb Chaim Volozhin even takes this one step further, and this is I think the most challenging theological statement that we've dealt with until now. And here he quotes from the Medrash Eicha, but the Medrash Eicha says something that is surprising and shocking. The Medrash says that Bizman Chi Yisrael Oisim Ritzano Shalmakim, when we actually do the mitzvahs and follow the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maisifim Koyach Begvura Shomayla, we have the ability to uplift, as it were, or affect even positively HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. As the Pasuk says, Beloikim Nasa Chayel, the Pasuk can say for Tehillim, or the other Pasuk can say for Tehillim, of Tenu Oiz Leloikim, we have the ability to give strength, as it were, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes like that from Zohar HaKadosh as well. However, under the converse, Bizman She'ein Yisrael Oisim Ritzono Shel Malkum, when we do not follow the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matishin Koyach Gadol Shel Ma'ala, we weaken, as it were, kiviyachol, the ability, or the influence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha. And Parshas Hazinu, of course, the Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, but in the following week's Parsha, Parshas Hazinu, the Pasuk says, Tzur, now that literally means the rock who gave birth to you. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give birth to us? Not only because Mitzrayim was the Leda, was the birth of Klal Yisrael as a nation, but also the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Nida, the Shloisha Shutvim Yesh Biyadam, there are three partners in the creation of man, the mother, the father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave birth to us, and Teshi, we forgot him. However, the Medrash Eicha understood the word Teshi not only that we forgot him, but like Matishin Kaicha Shel Adam, it has the ability also to weaken the influence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So Reb Chaim Volozhin quotes from the Medrash and the Zohar HaKadosh, this is well sourced, it's not his own suggestion, but that through our actions we can not only affect the composition, the fabric of the world, of course our friends around us, that we understand, but even, we can affect the spiritual composition of the world around us, something that goes beyond what we would have necessarily assumed. And even more than that, we can even affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence within the world. By doing mitzvahs, we enhance it, and by doing averos, chas v'shalom, we diminish it. Now this, I say, is troubling, because the Rambam writes, Mor Nevuchim Chela Gimel Perik Yud Gimel, that all of our actions do not affect the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the sense that he needs us to do mitzvos, or that if we do averos, we can harm him somehow. Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, who needs who needs nothing. So then, what then is Reb Chaim Volozhin here discussing when he says that our actions can either enhance or diminish the influence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world? The Rambam makes the point very persuasively that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't need us. The mitzvahs are really here for ourselves. So in what sense, then, do we enhance or diminish the influence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is obvious if you think about it for a few minutes, and Reb Chaim Volozhin explains this in Shar Beis Perek Dalet. This is something that is also discussed at length by the Maral, by the Ramchal, in a few places. And that is that they make a fundamental distinction. That is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us or our actions fundamentally. What it means is that we diminish or enhance HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to have his presence felt throughout the world and to have, to have kvod hamakom, something that's obvious to the creation. And, human beings were created as the vehicle to be marbek kvod shamayim, or to be mamayit kvod shamayim, the other opposite, chas v'shalom, to diminish kvod shamayim in this world, or to enhance kvod shamayim in this world. So in a certain sense, when we do a mitzvah, we do, enhance HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence in the world. Not that he needs us fundamentally or essentially, but, for his own existence, as it were, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as part of his desire which he doesn't need to do it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to do good to others, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to have a positive influence within the world and to have his presence, something that is known within the world. So he, deputized Klal Yisrael as the, or all of humanity really, as to be the ones, to be the vehicle that would publicize the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And when we do mitzvahs and we conduct ourselves properly, we enhance HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence and, awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. And in that sense, it's Tenu Ois Le'Elokim. We're giving strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we don't do the Averos Chas V'Shalom, we don't do the mitzvahs Chas V'Shalom, we do Averos, so then we diminish the Kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Tu Yilad HaKadosh. We weaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in essence, not fundamentally, but we weaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence within the world. That's what the Maral writes in his Chidushei Agadas on Masechet Soita, on Daf Lamed Ches Med Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'avah LeBirkas Kayhanin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires Birkas Kayhanin. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu desire Birkas Kayhanin? Well, the Gemara says in Masechet Yevamos, we're probably more familiar with, on Daf Samach Daled on the Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'avah LeTfilosim Shel Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillos of tzaddikim. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires these things? So the Maral explains what it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have an influence within the world. He wants his presence to be known. And tzaddikim and, Birchus Kohanim, are the vehicles whereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make that his presence felt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to bless us. The Maral writes, even more than we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessing, he wants to bestow it upon us. And even more than they needed their tefillos answered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to daven to him in order to demonstrate that they believe, and therefore that could influence the rest of humanity as well, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who really controls the world, and he's the only one who can grant requests. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avah letfilosim shel tzaddikim, because when they daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they are marbe kvod shamayim. They make it more obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running the world. So our actions affect not only ourselves and the fabric of society, but even can affect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kaviyachol. In what way? Not that fundamentally, essentially, we can harm Hashem or enhance Hashem, but we can enhance the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world, or diminish the awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world, which is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires. The fantastic shot in the Sefer called Shiras David. Shiras David was written by Rav David Goldberg, who is the Rosh Hashiva of Tells. Now, he wrote a commentary on Nefesh HaChaim called Uvacharta B'Chaim, which is a very popular perush on Nefesh HaChaim. So in the back, he references to one of his ideas that he has in the Sefer on Chumash called Shiras David, where he suggests that perhaps that's the pshat in the Dor HaFlaga. The Pasuk tells us in Parashas Noach that during the Dor HaFlaga, they built a tower to the Ribbono Shel Olam to challenge him, right, to do battle with him. What were they thinking? That by building a very tall tower, one of these skyscrapers, that they would be able to battle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was somehow, just very high in the air, and by building a tower with a sword on top, they would be able to defeat him. What exactly was their Havamina? And how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu foil their plan by spreading them throughout the world and by changing all of their languages? What is really taking place here behind the scenes? So explains with David Goldberg, fantastically, based on this comment of the Nefesh HaChayim, that what they had in mind was they recognized their influence against the Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning they recognized that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants his presence to be felt in the world, he needs the participation, as it were, kiviyachol, he needs the participation of mankind. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with this ability of, we create us in his image of Baal HaKoychos Kulam, of B'Tzelem Elokim, because Kadosh Baruch Hu saw within us the ability to be marbe kvod shamayim throughout the creation and to make his presence known. So they recognized that, and therefore they intended to rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam, not by building a literal tower, but by reaching up to the heavens through their actions and by doing averos. They recognized they could diminish kvod shamayim, and if they keep doing it, Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence will be eradicated, kiviyachol chas v'shalom, from the world. So that's what they were doing, battle with the Ribbono Shel Olam. They recognized their tremendous power that Kadosh Baruch Hu endowed them with. That's what their tower represents. He suggests as well that that's what, or maybe some one of the other Mefarshim suggests that that's what it means, that Yaakov Avinu fell asleep at the Makom HaMikdash, and he dreamed of a sulam mutzav arts of Arisha Magia Shamaima, a ladder that extended all the way from the ground up into the heavens. He also, that was a demonstration or manifestation of our ability to affect the Ribbono Shel Olam, kiviyachol, by being marbe kvod shamayim through our mitzvahs, and the opposite side of the coin, by doing averus, we could diminish kvod shamayim. So our actions can literally reach until the heavens. And that is what the Dor HaFlaga recognized. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to foil their plan? He suggests, unbelievably. He says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to foil their plan? He dispersed them, and he gave them all a different language. How is that relevant? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he recognized he cannot give this power to all of mankind. That was initially the plan, that, you know, everyone's created B'Tzelem Elokim, and each person, no matter from what religion or whatever nation he's a part of, can affect, you know, can affect literally the heavens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is not going to work. So therefore, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He put, like, middle managers above the other nations of the world. He gave them all their own language, and he gave them all their own, malachim, or powers that would supervise those different nations. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? To protect himself from their actions. Now, if they do have errors, it affects their local, you know, the angel or force or power that governs over that specific nation, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore protected himself, Kiviyachol, from the influence of those nations by putting intermediaries in between. And that's why we find throughout the Chazal references to intermediaries that rule over or, you know, provide parnasa for the other nations of the world, as opposed to Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over Eretz Yisrael himself. There are no intermediaries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone is the one who's mashgiach over Klal Yisrael. So who is left with this power to affect literally the heavens with their actions was only Klal Yisrael. We're the only ones who continue to speak Lashon HaKodesh, which is a reference to the fact that there are no intermediaries between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we continue to have this power that Kadosh Baruch Hu initially intended to give to all of humanity, but then he saw during the Dor HaFlaga it wasn't going to work, so Kadosh Baruch Hu localized it to Klal Yisrael, but we continue today to have the ability to either be marbe Kvod Shamayim through our actions, or Chas V'Shalom, to diminish Kvod Shamayim by performing Averus, which is a tremendous amount of responsibility and obligation that we bear, but it's important for us to keep this in mind, that through our actions, literally, we can be marbe Kvod Shamayim, and to enhance HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and recognition throughout the world. All right, Chet Vashkoyach, yeah?